Hub Arkish with us from Pro Football Weekly Hub. I don't know if you saw Roger Goodell's piece in the Wall Street Journal, and if you're laughing, I hope that you did, because he came on very strong, and it's in the Journal, I believe today, may have been late last night, detailing what life in the NFL would be like without a collectively bargained agreement. That the NFL, if the players win their lawsuit, would be chaos. There might be no draft. Stars would benefit, but no competitive balance that the fans have come to grow and love. The only reason that this is happening right now and might happen is because they filed a lawsuit because you locked them out. And it's amazing to me that he just kind of skips that fact in there. Like, look what the players are trying to do. No, the players would rather have a collectively bargained agreement, right? The only reason they resorted to this is because they locked them out.
You know, Matt, I'm struggling with this so much more than anything else the last couple of weeks, because I kind of like Roger Goodell. But he may go down as the worst commissioner in the history of sports. I was printing the article out at 1:30 this morning because I found it so insulting and so incredible that I'm considering, you know, writing a response, an open letter. The players have already offered repeatedly to continue to play this year under the 2010 league rules, which were punishment to them because you had to be a free agent after 6 years as opposed to four. They've said repeatedly they wanted to play out the last 2 years of this deal. They want to do another deal. Everything he writes about that accuses the players of wanting. Actually, if you read closely, he accuses the players' lawyers. Owners' lawyers are good guys, but the players' lawyers, they're bad guys. And, you know, I mean, it's so absurd. What is this guy doing for $10 million a year? And by the way, folks, not getting paid, he deferred his salary. He's not losing a penny. He's just not getting paid until they get a new deal done. Roger Goodell makes more money in salary than 95% to 97% of the players in the NFL. And at this point, I got to ask myself, what's he doing for it? Because he continually gets in front of cameras and rants about things that have nothing to do with this situation. Neither side envisions a league or wants a future with no draft, no free agency, or no salary cap. Neither side.